Another message from the book of Acts. We have some very interesting characters that are going to come, that Paul is going to come before them. And my book is messed up here. I had it printed, copied, and they left some pages upside down, so I'm going to have to flip it around. And here we go. Hemeron de dia gogo menon, tinon, agripas, ho basileos kai bernike, kata teison, ace, Caesarea, aspale menoe ton feston. And it says, after some days having passed, Agrippa, the king, now, he was the king. Agrippa was king. He is the grandson of Herod the Great, the son of Agrippa the First, and he is Agrippa the Second. And Bernice, and they arrived at Caesarea, and having greeted Festus. Now, let's look at these characters. Now, Herod, actually his name was Herod Marcius Julius Agrippa the Second. That was his whole title. Herod Marcius Julius Agrippa the Second. He was the eighth and last ruler of the Herodian dynasty, and he lived between AD 27 and about AD 100. He had three sisters, Bernice, Drusilla, and Miriam. And both of their mothers, Bernice and Herod Agrippa, their mother was Cyprus by Herod Agrippa I. Now, Agrippa never married. Herod Agrippa II never married. He had a lifelong love affair with his sister, Bernice. Now, Bernice is quite a character. She's born about almost the same, within AD 28 anyway. And she gets married the first time when she's 13 years old. And she marries Marcus Julius Alexander when she's 13 years old. He dies, and she marries Herod of Chalcis, her uncle, her father's brother. And she lived with him for a while, and she had two children by him. And then she married, and she actually leaves her uncle and begins an affair with Herod Agrippa the Second, which is her brother. And then she marries a man by the name of Polemon. And they say, sometimes they say that she married him just to take suspicion that she was living with her brother. And then she seduces Titus Caesar. And she's 11 years older than him, but she knows what she's doing. And he has a violent love affair with her, just a tremendous love affair with her. They're just all over each other. And then she goes to Rome. Now, some people called her the miniature Cleopatra, because she was, now she's, when she married Marcus Julius Alexander, she became queen. And then she married Herod of Chalcis, and she was a queen, actually, at that time. And she has two sons. Then she takes off and leaves him, and runs off with her brother, Agrippa the Second, and then she runs into Herod. I mean, not to Herod, but Titus Caesar. And she has an affair with him, and she takes off to Rome, and he sends her back, because the Roman government is afraid of her. They're afraid that she's another Cleopatra. And they had enough of that. So anyway, she goes back with her brother again. And she stays with him for probably the rest of his life, I guess. In the meanwhile, she has an affair off and on with Titus Caesar until he dies. He becomes emperor, and he only lives 2 years, and then she goes back with her brother again. Let me give you a little bit of detail here that people have written about her. The much-loved and much-married Bernice. She was also known as Julia Berenice. Bernice of Cilicia. She was born in AD 28, and she died somewhere close to where her brother, Herod Agrippa II, did, around 90 or so AD. She was a law unto herself. She was looked upon basically as a queen of Israel, and also almost the queen of the empress of Titus Caesar. She always made the most of her royal status. She was a great granddaughter of Herod the Great, which killed all of the children, what we call the innocents, in Bethlehem. She's a daughter of Herod Agrippa I, a close friend of the Roman Emperor Claudius, Claudius the Cruel. She married 3 or 4 times. She had numerous affairs. She had an incestuous relationship going on and off with her brother in public life, where she sat with him as a queen. And she even was a judge in some trials. She had an affair with Titus Caesar, as I said, and she hoped to gain the title of empress. Get my notes here. This is what A.T. Robertson had to say about this couple. Agrippa the King, Agrippa's whole Basileus, Agrippa the second, son of Agrippa I, and Acts 12, 22-23, on the death of Herod, king of Cilicia, in AD 48, Claudius in AD 50, he gave this Herod II the throne of Chalcis, so that Luke is correct in calling him king, though he's not king of Judea. But he's also given by Claudius the government of the temple and the right to appointing a high priest. Agrippa II had the right to appoint the high priest, and we know that he appointed one high priest after Ananias, and he appointed him, and that's the one that Paul went before, came after to persecute Paul. He was given by Claudius the governorship of the temple, and later he was given also the tetrarchs of Philip and Licinius. He was the last Jewish king in Palestine, though not king of Judea. He angered the Jews by building a palace as to overlook the temple, and by frequent changes in the high priesthood. He made his capital at Caesarea Philippi, which he called Neronius in honor of Nero. Titus visited after the fall of Jerusalem, and Bernice took off after him, chasing Titus. Then she went back to her brother again, and this is what's going on right here. Just before she took off with Titus is what's happening right here in the book of Acts. They called her the Jewish bigot and wanton. She was always the mistress of somebody. Now, we have the background. We have the background of this man that had pointed Ishmael over as a high priest, and he just constantly, if a high priest just in some way he disliked him, he disappointed another one. After some days, Agrippa the king and Bernice, they arrived at Caesarea. Now Paul knows all about these people. What kind of a ruler is this over the Jewish people? He's living with his own sister. What? Yeah. They're breaking their own laws, living in an incestuous relationship. Now, he is a full sister to Bernice. This is his full sister. And the Bible forbid this. The king and Bernice, and they arrived at Caesarea, having greeted Festus. Now, Festus gives them a royal welcome. He has a tremendous entourage and parade and a great big feast for this king. Hoste pleos, hemeras, dia tribon, eke ho Festus ton basilia anetato, ta kara ton paulon legon, anertis esten, kara leilomenos, apo philikos, desmios. And after a few more days, they kept on staying there. And Festus said to the king, and he set forth, or according to Paul, saying, this is a certain man there is here, having been left behind by Festus as a prisoner. Okay, number 15 now. Perion genomenu mu eis Jerusalema ephiphanaison hoi acheres kai ho presbyteroi ton judeon aito menoi kat aton kara diken. Concerning of whom having become of me in Jerusalem, and they informed the high priest and the elders of the Jews, asking to basically have a sentence against him. Now I have to turn this book upside down because my page is in upside down. Pros un apocrite hote uc esten ethos romeois cariseste tina anthropon phren e ho kata gumenos kata prosopon ekon tus kata gorus tupon te apologias levoi peri tu ek klimatos. Toward whom I answered, because not it is a custom with Romans to grant and to give a favor to any man before being accused according to his face, or to his face, and the one's accusers, both of the defense, and to receive according to the charge. See if I can find out where this thing goes now. Now let's go back and read this a little bit. Now, after an interval of some days, Agrippa the king and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus, to welcome him to wish him well. And they, while they remained there for many days, Festus acquainted the king with Paul's case, telling him there is a man left in as a prisoner in chains by Felix. And when I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews, now remember, Agrippa II has appointed the chief priest, hasn't he? He's appointed the high priest. And the Jews informed me about him, petitioned him for judicial hearing and condemnation of him. But I replied to them that it was not the custom of Romans to give up freely any man for punishment before before the accused had met the accuser face to face and had an opportunity to defend himself concerning the charges brought before him. And then number... I might find here where it goes. Number 17. Sinathalon ton un en thade anabalein me demion poies omenos tes exis kathiasas epi tu bimatos ekelesa oxtene ton andron. Verse number 17 now. And when they came together, I did not delay. But on the very next day, I took my place on the judgment seat and ordered that this man be brought before me. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to. See, because he's talking to the king here now. And then it says, Periun stan thantos hoi kata orgoi udamion aitean eferon hon ego hipa nun poneron. Concerning whom, having stood the one's accusers, not one charge they kept on bringing, of which I kept on suspecting evil. Now, this is the story. See if I can get my book turned right around the right direction here. Let me put my pages in upside down. And then it says, Zetimata de tina perites idios deso daemononias Ecom pros auton kai peritinas esu tethenechos hon ephosken ho paulos zain. But questions concerning the oneselves, their own religion. The superstition is what it is here. The fear of demons. They kept on having with toward him and about one Jesus, having died, whom they kept on asserting to Paul to be alive. Now, we get Festus gets Agrippa and Bernice all excited because they want to hear about this Jesus. Who is this guy? What's going on? And then he says, Apo Ruminos, de, ego, tain, peri, tuton, Zetason elegon e bule tol poruste es Jerusalema kake krinese peri tuton. And being perplexed concerning these things, there was much debate, and he kept on saying and arguing, since he wished to go to Jerusalem and there to be judged concerning these things. Verse number 21. To de paulon epi kalesomenu terestene auton estain to the boston dia gnosin eke lesa tereste auton heos un ana pampso auton processaria. But Paul, having appealed, I kept on having him guarded so that he could send to Augustus Caesar. Sebastian, the word Sebastian there is another word for Augustus. And for a decision that I commanded to be guarded him until I may send him to Caesar. He said, I made a decision to have him guarded until I could send him to Caesar. Now here we have all of these players in this story. Let's go on back and read this again from the Amplified Bible. Now after an interval of some days, Agrippa the king of Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Now they're living as husband and wife and their full brothers and sisters. Okay? And they welcome him and wish him well. And by the way, Festus puts on a great big show. They have a party. They have a festival. And while they remained there for many days, Festus acquainted king with Paul's case, telling him there's a man left a prisoner in chains by Felix. And when I was in Jerusalem, the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me about him, petitioning for a judicial hearing and condemnation of him. They wanted me to bring him there. But I replied to them that it was not the custom of Romans to give up freely a man for punishment before the accusation had met the accusers face to face and had opportunity to defend himself concerning the charge brought against him. So when they came together, I did not delay, but on the very next day took my place on the judgment seat and ordered that the man be brought before me. But when the accuser stood up, they brought forward no accusation in his case and any such misconduct as I was expecting. Instead, they had some points of controversy with him about their own superstition and religion concerning one Jesus, who had died and by whom Paul kept on asserting over and over again to be alive. But I, being puzzled and amazed to know how to make inquiries into such questions, asked whether he would be willing to go to Jerusalem and there be tried regarding them. But Paul, when he appealed to have this case retained for examination and decision by the emperor, by the Augustus, by the Sebastian, I ordered that he be detained until I could send him to Caesar. And then, in verse number 22, we find out something. And we're going to save that to the next message. Previews of coming attractions. Now, Agrippa and Bernice want to see and question and hear about this Jesus, this rumor. You know, they're all over the place, dancing around, and they hear about the rumor about these Nazarenes that are following this man that's been dead. And now, since Paul is a great expositor of this religion, they want to hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And that's the next story. Our Father, we thank you for this message. And thank you for Paul and living with him the problems that he went through before these people. And the character of the people that are trying him are not of high regard. Yet they have very much power. He reminds us of our country today. Ungodly people in power over us and over others, making ungodly decisions. And Father, use this message to glorify and honor yourself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.